Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, stated that on one occasion Nabi al-Kareem, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, stated that, and in this hadith, in the words of this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has given us direction that don't become like that person. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not mention the name, that whoever does this action, don't be like that person. Don't become like that person. Whoever commits this action, implements this action. What was that action that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was referring to? The amal, the action that we shouldn't do, is what? And this is a very beneficial and very important point for us to understand, that don't become like this individual who implements this action. And what is the action? That, for example, the example I'll give is that he starts the ibadah, the worship in the night, nafil, the voluntary action, or any other ibadah, worship, the hajjud, prayer. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further stated that he starts that action, the worship in the night, and after that his heart fills with that amal, with that deed, and he fulfills his desire that he wanted to worship, and then he leaves that action after some time. He leaves that regularity. So this is a very beneficial hadith for us, upon which we need to think, we need to ponder, that when a person, when Allah Ta'ala bestows an individual with his grace and his mercy and an opportunity that he has a desire towards deen, and he moves towards ibadah and worship, and he feels that he wants to worship, then what does he do? That he starts to implement the deeds in a good way, in high quantity, and after faraid, after the compulsory deeds, he's got that passion and the desire to implement extra deeds, voluntary deeds, nafl deeds. I want to pray awabeen after maghrib, and tahajjud in the night, and ishraq after fajr, and chasht in the mid-morning phase. And I want to do this wazifa, and I want to do this dhikr, or I've read this in a book, I'll do this. And especially the women, they have this habit that they run after certain actions and voluntary actions. And this is a good tasbih. Somebody told me I should recite this and recite this for rizq and do this kalima for this benefit. We start doing the wazaif and the practice, and we start fasting, voluntary fast, 3 days or 2 days we'll fast. And from one angle, from one side, there's direction that we learn from this hadith, that ibadah is a very good thing, nafil is a very good thing, and tasbihat are a very good thing. May Allah Ta'ala give tawfiq. But everything has a method and a way. And we need to understand the way that is being mentioned in this hadith. That today, that if you're doing an action with full vigor and enjoyment and passion, and then after some days you decrease and reduce that amal, and it disappears like thin air. So a person, for example, he does so much in a short period of time, he gets tired, let's do this action, that action, fasting, he's keeping fast, I'll fast, and he's doing this action, so I'll do the same. Like this wali or elder came and said in the taqreer and a speech that this tasbih is good, and I noted it down, I'm going to start reciting this. And another pious person said that this wazifa, this action is good, and recite this and do this. People note things, but there's a hint here, there's a very direct hint, direct point that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us coaching here and guidance, that a person should keep a balance of what he's doing, because we cannot keep the full balance with extreme implementation of deeds. And it's good here that yourself on your own, you cannot keep a balance of what you're doing. And the hint we're getting here, the guidance we're getting here, is that make a connection with a friend of Allah, with a wali of Allah, with a teacher. Because if I say to myself, oh, I'm going to do everything that I think is best, I'll do this wazifa, this dhikr today, women folks say 10,000, I recited this, and I did this many durood today, and I kept fast this many in the month, and keeping the fast, and doing the khatam, and I recited this, and I read this much Quran, and I did this much practice. And we think from our own side and mind that we are pleasing Allah. But when we put the brakes on and slowly it starts to reduce, or it's not got the right impact or quality, then Allah Ta'ala becomes displeased. And then that becomes a difficulty for us, and the situation's upside down, opposite to what it should be. Rather than pleasing Rabb, Allah Ta'ala, we are achieving the opposite of that. So rather than pleasing Allah, we are achieving the opposite effect.
So a person, if he has the desire that this is said, stated in this hadith, that this person used to do this action or this woman used to do this action, what did they do? He started some ibadah, some worship. Or ibadah in the night, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that the worship in the layl, in the night time, then after that to leave the actions, the fasting doesn't remain, the tasbih doesn't remain, the actions don't remain, the nafil ibadah doesn't remain. So this is not the right method of implementing ibadah. Allah Ta'ala has given us faraid, 5 times salah, and the important necessary fajr, dhuhr, asr, maghrib, isha. And everyone should be doing this. Now, after we turn, when we get to that end point of the faraid actions, we come to nawafil, involuntary actions, then what is the tariqah? The hadith gives us the guidance here, is that we need to source, find a pious person, an upright person, who is a guide or a teacher, and we need to create the connection with that person. When you meet that person, you say that these are the wazaif I do, or this is what I'm doing, extra voluntary actions. And he will say, okay, fine. And the walis of Allah, they have good understanding. They know that this person, what's his career, his profession, his job, is he a taxi driver, is he a daif, is he old, or is she an old woman? Are they capable, are they not capable? And according to the capacity, the capability of the individual, the student, the sheikh will give the wazaif. In other words, the actions, voluntary actions that the student should do. My Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi would say just this, that pray 5 times salah and 3 times do dhikr of Allah. Morning, evening, do the dhikr of Allah. And a person cannot understand. Just 3 times say Allah, Allah, Allah in the morning and evening. This person saying it 1,000 times and he's doing more than me. The Hazrat could say 10,000, but the Shaykh knows that this person will do too much for 4 days, then after that he'll lose breath. He'll run out of steam. And because his ma'mulat, his daily actions, he's got to go to work, he's got family, and he's got a bit of passion, but maybe after a few days he'll disappear, and Allah will not like that. So let's give him prescribe a little bit less, that even if we say Allah, 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 that the prescription that the wali will Allah gives, and you'll get the same thawab as if you were to say it 10,000 times, because that's what you're capable of doing. And the hadith gives us this direct guidance, and this is the presentation of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Bukhari hadith, muttafaqa alayh, agreed by all of the scholars, muttafaqa alayh, sahih Muslim, sahih al-Bukhari. And this is a very key point for us, isn't it? How to perform worship, when to perform worship, how much to perform, what to do, not to do. If we're doing too much or not enough, this is our loss. So this is why we need to learn the tariqah that Allah Ta'ala's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us the guidance, said that you cannot determine yourself what to do and how much to do, what worship. There are thousands of ways to get close to Allah. Which way will you go? Where will you run? Where will you not go? So the best method is that you should implement the voluntary deeds, the nawafil. Allah Ta'ala has given this to us. So when you go to the teacher who is qualified to give you the guidance and you do tawbah, then the Kamil Shaykh, never will the Kamil Shaykh say, read Ishraq as well and Tahajjud as well and keep Nafal fast and voluntary fast. They will not say to you, oh, shall I keep the fast? Or shall I do this extra deed? Because we're not satisfied. Why are you trying to get stuck in that your solution is being prescribed by the teacher? The teacher doesn't even say that read this many juz Quran, 15 juz a day or this and that. No. Because the Shaykh knows that this individual is not capable at the moment. The time will come when he will not sleep the whole night. And he would recite the Quran through the night. That time will come. But slowly and surely, the Shaykh knows we have to crush this person's desires and his all the things, his ego and all the dirt and the impurity in the heart. And he will have to shun the haram and the unlawful actions and the path. And if this does not end, then he will not have the effect of nafil ibadah. So nafil ibadah, remember one point. They are praying tahajjud and ishraq and chasht and doing dhikr of Allah. That behind these deeds is a secret. And what is this? The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we don't have love in the heart, then we cannot have the full effect of the nawafil, the voluntary deeds. So we have to implement and practice the faraid actions, whether we have love in our heart or not, whether we feel like it or not, is fard. The question doesn't arise that we leave the fard actions. When fasting month comes, Ramadan, we have to fast. You have to pray salah, you have to do other actions. But the voluntary actions after that, we have the thawab, there is reward, but it's not by force, you don't have to do it. If you do it, you get the reward. So it's not by force, there's no compulsion in that. If you want to keep the fast, fine. If you don't want to keep the fast, fine. In the beginning I had a lot of passion, and I had said to Hazrat, I've got vigor, I keep this fast and this fast and awabeen, etc. And Hazrat said with love and affection that your work is to do tabliq, dars. You have to spread the deen, and it will be difficult for you. Fine, if you've got the passion and desire, keep the fast, but there should be no effect on your tabliq and the work of the deen that you are spreading the benefit to the people. What a beautiful response. So Hazrat said that your work of the deen is greater than this. So why do you need to go towards the nafil? Fine, you will fast, you will start doing ibadah. But the work that you've been given, that you have to go to people and spread the word of the dhikr of Allah, that will become weak. And you will become do less work, so there will be loss for you. So Hazrat, with a good method, cooled me down. Cooled me down. Because the desire of man, the base desire of man, is what do we want to achieve? Ultimately, we want to achieve the pleasure of Allah. So as I said to my friends and colleagues, that when I explain a wazifa, then straight away they found, no, shall we do this action as well? I've heard that you prescribed this to this brother, you told him this, meet this, be. Shall I do the same? And then how can I stay quiet? I say, okay, fair enough. I know that he will do it for 4 days and then the fuse will blow. So never should you question the sheikh, or what shall I do or not do? You know? In this line, with regards to tasawwuf and purification of the heart and learning dhikr and adhkar, sometimes we think, shall I ask Hazrat or not? Shall I start doing this? Shall I add it to my list of ibadah I've got to do? Hazrat said that there's benefit in it. No. Whatever your sheikh has prescribed to you, when you spoke to your sheikh and he's giving you nasiha, grab hold of that with regularity. And don't allow anything to come lacking in the fulfillment of those deeds. Hazrat Ali karamallahu wajh, Babul Ilm, the door of knowledge, all of the stamps and seal of wulaya goes there. If you want to be a ghawus or a qutb abdal or a friend of Allah, the situation will emanate from Hazrat Ali radhiyallahu anhu. He's the Babul Ilm, he's the head of all of the wulayat, the principles of wulayat and the friendship of Allah. Listen to Hazrat Ali radhiyallahu anhu. He stated that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave a lesson, a prescription, a wazifa to me and my wife, to Hazrat Fatima radhiyallahu anhu. This is the Tasbih Fatima 33, 34, we read, isn't it? Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave this lesson to Hazrat Ali radhiyallahu anhu, Hazrat Fatima. They recite this, and Hazrat Ali said that my whole life passed and big opportunities came in the expedition of Siffin. The Battle of Sin was such an expedition. It was a very difficult time that came upon me. And that night was such a night. That person, we didn't even know what to eat or drink. But Hazrat Ali said, Ali did not leave that wazifa, that lesson, that prescription of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a great sahabi he was. And we think, oh, it's not enough, I need to do more dhikr. As a Junaid Baghdadi, rahmatullah alayh. Let's take his example. What a high maqam, Sayyidul Taifa. And somebody said, Hazrat, you've got a high status, you're a wali of Allah, you're a sheikh, Allah has given you elevation status, you've got tens of thousands of murids and students. Why do you use tasbih, the rosary bead? And he started to cry. He said, this tasbih gave me the maqam, and you tell me to leave the tasbih? How can I leave the tasbih? So a person, he needs to think here that alhamdulillah, a friend of Allah, in the company of the friend of Allah, if you sit and you attain something good, then we should do shukr about this. And this, there are very few people who go towards this. Very few people, and we get lost in this. Yes, so we need to understand there are people who say, oh, it's not important to do extra. No, where does it say that you have to go to a sheikh and learn the dhikr from a sheikh so that he teaches and guides you dhikr? These are things you can find in the kitabs, in the books, in the Quran. Why do we need to go to a teacher? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us the guidance in this hadith. The reason you need to go to a teacher who's qualified over and above you, fine, you can learn the du'as and kalamats and dhikr and adhkar from the Quran and the verses and from hadith, but how much will you recite? How much will you do? What will you know what to recite and what not to recite? But the walis of Allah, the qualified teachers, they've got shafqat and love and affection and qualification, that when they give you a wazifa, then everything comes into that rizq and health and wealth and afiyah and goodness. Whatever you do, when you follow their prescription, all of the goodness will come to you. For example, you have a link with the sheikh and the wali of Allah, and you've got a driving test today, and you phone the sheikh, I've got a driving test today, please tell me wazifa. That why? Get away from it. I've already given you the dhikr that you have to do. Did you do dhikr in the night? You sat with me and did dhikr, and this was the dua. You should have done dua at that time. But no, I want a special wazifa. Sheikh sahab, please tell me. Oh, I have to go to the court today. There's a case. Please tell me what to recite. Allah Ta'ala has given you great, great ni'mah that you have the link with the sheikh, the wali of Allah, and morning and evening you sit with him in dhikr of Allah. Can there be a greater reward than this? Everything is a ni'mah from Allah. Every wazifa is the name of Allah. Everything we do worship is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala has sent the teacher to you, has given you the teacher, and he gives you the guidance and the teaching. We don't want to implement the teaching of the sheikh, and shaitan comes to us and we say, no, I want to stay up in the night 3,000 times recite this, my eyes open, I want to do more tasbih, and he thinks maybe I'll become prosperous due to these deeds. So, very good point here. Whenever you have a problem, difficulty, issue, problem, worry, then don't worry. Don't get distressed. Follow the guidance of the teacher. But those who are weak, the men and women, we say, okay, fine, go and implement this wazifa or recite this. But the tariqah, the method, is that whatever dhikr and adhkar has been prescribed to you by your teacher, fulfill all of that on time in the right quantity. Not that slowly you leave, today you did 5 tasbih, tomorrow you do 2 tasbih, then the next day you do 3 tasbih, then you leave the tasbih. No, this is not what should be done. Never. So with regards to this, the hadith give us clear, transparent guidance that this is how we should implement extra worship, by taking the guidance from somebody who's qualified and who's the teacher. And here, Rasulullah ﷺ spoke in a general sense, and they didn't give a name of anyone. And Rasulullah ﷺ said that, don't do this action, don't become like that person, generally speaking. Who does this? And it could be me, it could be you. Whoever does this is included in that. And the second thing Nabi ﷺ stated was an ibadah, a nafil ibadah that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned. And what was this nafil ibadah? It is the ibadah in the night, in layl, in the time of the night, darkness. So here the masla that arises, the ulama have stated that it doesn't just mean that you have wazifa and ibadah. No, life is to be spent to please Allah. Every action that you're doing, which is good, for example, in this masjid, Allah Ta'ala has given you the tawfiq, you sweep the floor. Or you clean the masjid, or we say vacuum cleaner, and we hoover the masjid. Yeah, we clean the masjid. Subhanallah. So the hoover machine or the vacuum cleaner, which we switch it on, and Allah Ta'ala gives us the tawfiq that you are cleaning the masjid. Not that one day you clean and the next day you run away. No. We think that this person, the cleaner, he's cleaning for. This is also a great ibadah. So Allah Ta'ala gives you tawfiq that, mashallah, you've been chosen or selected, or you volunteer to do this. So you should become regular in this. If, for example, somebody says to you, oh, it's okay, I'll do it, don't worry, give me this, I'll close the doors, I'll lock up after Salah, and he takes the duty. And it's written in the Kitab of Allah, he's the khadim of the masjid. What a great status, what a great status. He's the khadim. And if his niyyah is to please Allah, then he should have the niyyah that, Allah, this is your house. And if a person stands and says, I'll do this, I'll serve Allah Ta'ala's house, and he has the desire, and he wants to do this ibadah, and then he should do this and make sure that Allah Ta'ala has given the responsibility. He should not leave that action. He says, whatever happens, I am going to fulfill this duty, alhamdulillah, and I'm going to turn the locks, and I'm going to use the keys to open or close the masjid. I'm giving an example. Allah Ta'ala gives somebody else the tawfiq to serve his sheikh. This is a great nur, Allah, nur. This is full of nur and reward, because the more closer the person gets close to his sheikh, the more fares he gets from the sheikh and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as long as he's not disrespectful, people get close to the sheikh, they start opening their mouths and they disrespect and they say things, they don't listen to the sheikh. It's better those people to stay far from the sheikh. But the point here is that as close as you get to the sun, then obviously the heat will come to you, radiance will get to you. So if you get close to the fire, the heat will come to you. So if you go close to the wali of Allah, then will the nur of the wali not come to you? You'll become a unique person. The person who is disrespectful, they waste the opportunity, they speak rubbish and nonsense, and they stop the khidmat. From this hadith is proven and shown him that do shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be regular and consistent in what you're doing. That even if you get the khidmat opportunity to serve the shaykh by giving him muta, then do this with adab and manners, because you're doing it for who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't have this niyyah, how dare we, that I'm doing this for my shaykh, I'm serving the shaykh. No, Allah, this is your wali, and I am serving the wali, your wali, to please you. You've given me a great opportunity, because I'm serving your mahbub, your beloved servant, and you will then in turn become pleased with me. So this is also a great deed. So what we shouldn't do is come 3 days and you help the sheikh, the teacher, 4 days you disappear. Oh, it rains too much and then you disappear. You don't want to assist. How much pain maybe you give to the person, you thought maybe he'll come today or tomorrow, he'll come to serve me, or he'll come or he's bringing some shopping or whatever. I've seen people, our Hazrat Nur al-Marqadar, I always give the example of my sheikh, because he was the kamil and the complete wali. There was an individual, a brother, had a high status, and he had the desire that he wanted to serve Hazrat and to help Hazrat, and Hazrat wouldn't stop that person or anybody else. So he'd bring the shopping in the morning, meat or food, and we used to feel that we want to also do this action, but we knew that only that person should put his hand in the service that can be consistent, ongoing. So always recognize your capabilities. Don't stick your feet in and put your tread on the toes of another person. Only that person should stand for tahajjud, who can pray all the time. And this wazifa should be recited, implemented by that person who can always implement that deed. That's why I stated in the same way that that same person should do those actions, nek amal, good deeds, pious deeds, whatever they are. You should start those deeds when you have the courage and capability, determination to be regular. For example, if in your heart you have love and you have Allah Ta'ala's pleasure you want to earn, and you start to do the khidmat of Allah Ta'ala's deen, then Allah Ta'ala gives you the power and the strength to do it, and then you won't step back. And this is also a great high status ibadah, because Allah Ta'ala has opened many doors for insan. There's nothing lacking for my life. No. So if you serve a person, a wali of Allah, it's a great deed indeed. If you have a duty, a regular duty, it's a great action indeed. Is this not better than a wasteful life that you say, I'm going to start to do this action regular from today? No, praying salah is a great action. Other faraid are great actions. But any khidmat you do, for example, let's take your neighborhood, your locality. You can assist somebody, a neighbor, somebody's in need, somebody's blind. You say, okay, fine, this person's blind. I will take you always to the masjid. And you take this duty. What thawab you will earn? Enough thawab, so much thawab. Allah Ta'ala says, look, there's a person who can't walk. You say that he is in difficulty. You say, okay, no problem. No favor on that person. Rather, his favor is upon you or me, that I'm serving that person. He's given me the opportunity. And walis of Allah, it's not our favor on them. It's their favor upon us that they allow us to serve them. If we become disrespectful and we don't take the benefit from this, then what's the point? We start grinning and laughing and saying, oh, I'm helping the sheikh and I'm not going to do it today. What's the benefit? Rather, you will lose and you're disrespectful. You have no manners, no behavior. So this is the hadith, the direction of whatever amal we do, nafal, voluntary, when you start it, then be regular and consistent in this istiqamah. And grab hold of that action. And any action, remember, don't start it if you can't be regular in it. Every amal we're given, dhikr we're prescribed by the shaykh, be regular in that dhikr and don't leave that dhikr. Without any reason, without any pressing reason, be regular in this. Alhamdulillah, whatever your mu'amalat, your daily deeds and worship, do dua and Allah will make it easy for you and for us. So at this point, another hadith I'd like to recite, has Umar radiallahu anhu. This is a great sahabi narrating hadith in Sahih Muslim. And another guidance we get from this hadith is what has Umar radiallahu anhu said, that sometimes it occurs a person's tired, exhausted, fatigue, and he can't do anything, and his wazifa, his dhikr that he had to do in the morning after fajr or after tahajjud, he couldn't implement it, he became sleepy, his eyes didn't open, he got tired. This happens. So the ajr, does it go? But Allah Ta'ala has given his favor to us. Hazrat Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu narrates this hadith in Sahih Muslim, that if it ever happens that your daily regular practice worship which you do, for example in the morning, you miss it, you can't fulfill it, then from fajr till dhuhr, if you do it at any time, you'll get the full reward for that action. Subhanallah, what a great nasiha and guidance. So this is the qada of how to observe the dhikr or practice that you missed. No, I left it, I missed it in the morning, and you cry till the night. Until dhuhr you have the time. You can practice that wazifa, that same action, that practice, you will get the same reward that you are going to get in the morning or in the night. What an important point with regards to regularity and consistency. So think, the man and the woman who wants to get close to Allah, don't ever waste your chance to do your wazifa. And if you get dhikr, you get the prescription of deeds to do from morning till evening, then say, Allah, may I never miss it. And if I do it regularly, then allow me to expand my capability so I can do more. And may Allah Ta'ala give more tawfiq to do more. And Allah, don't let me get to a position where then I leave that action. And even let my feet swell and I can feel the taste. Let my forehead rub on the ground and I feel the taste and enjoyment of this rubbing of the forehead. Not that you leave the action and run away. Do dua that Allah, the amal you give me, the deeds that I practice, Allah, allow me to become steadfast on these and give me expansion and fulfillment in these deeds so I don't stop and I don't get tired in worshipping you. Allah will give you more power and energy. Allah, I don't want to stop and I don't want to step back from the platform. Just like there's a dua, Allah, don't put me in the inclusion of those list of people who turn back and run back to square one where they came from. This is a big dua. Big dua. Allah, I was like a monkey or an animal before. I was mad. I wasn't practicing. I had forgotten you. Allah, don't send me back there. Don't send me back to that situation, back to square one. Many people, you've seen how they're missing now? They come with desire, look like the mashallah, he's become a qutab, a ghawth, or an abdal, and walival, and they disappeared. They're not even here now. This is the reality. Quran and hadith are honest. Me and you are sat here. This is all the fadl and the karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala's fadl. And we should be afraid when we see these things. That, oh, there's a man, and he used to sit with us, and he never used to leave dhikr. He was regular. He used to come first in the gathering. He was first in the masjid. And he used to write on the board. And he was first and foremost at the front of the queue. And you've seen people like this who come. And I've seen through my life people like this who had love and determination and passion and desire and fervor and vigor. They wanted to do as much as they could. But where are they gone now? They've disappeared. That Allah, don't allow this to happen with me tomorrow. And Allah's Nabi says, gave us a dua straight away. They ask dua. Make dua to Allah. That Allah, don't include me in the list of those people. Don't be like those people. people who turn back and turn their face away from the deen after they've come onto the path. This is a big adab from Allah. This is a punishment. And from the majlis of dhikr, and Allah Ta'ala turns him away from the good deeds. This is not what we want. We want to be consistent and regular. And in front of you, you can see people who've done this, or maybe we've done it ourselves, that we see that Allah, the consequence of this is very severe. The person's disappeared. That his life, it is destroyed now. That before he was in the darkness, he came to the light and he's turned back to the darkness. So how we come here? We come to this masjid, we go to other masjids, brothers. We need to be careful. We need to be cautious. We need to have regularity. That, for example, yes, obviously there are sometimes incidents that you got a severe difficulty or worry or problem. Even then, go for 5 minutes, and this is called regularity. Even if you attend for 5 minutes on that occasion and see how the rules from Allah Ta'ala descend, don't leave the action. And if you start ibadah in the night, don't leave it. Or you go to the majlis regularly, then say, I'm not going to leave this, this has become my habit. That's it. So forget sitting at home, let's go and do the dhikr of Allah. And this is even very good that if you're looking at the time and you see that my time is clashing with something else, no problem, 5-10 minutes, prepare beforehand, maybe close your shop beforehand or leave your business beforehand, that what you leave 15-20 minutes beforehand, the dunya transactions, see Allah Ta'ala compensates more over and above that by being regular. And this happens sometimes in life, there was time for dhikr, but there was a time for me to run the shop or to drive the taxi, I had to sell the goods and I had things and people to meet. Allah Ta'ala says, don't worry about dunya, be regular and steadfast in this action. I have to go to this majlis where dhikr is happening, I'm not going to change that time. We have to reach there. Doesn't matter if 5 o'clock is dhikr in the masjid or 4 p.m. or whatever time it comes, alhamdulillah, because we should not finish our regularity. And that person comes upon whom is the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala seats those people in dhikr or majlis and they have designed the heart. Why? Because how do we know that so much thawab that person is taking, so many rewards that person is earning, not just tens of thousands, if you give him the whole of the treasure of the world, and just that one sitting in the majlis of dhikr, he sat, he leaves everything for that, and then nothing, he still has got more than what the world it contains in the universe. This, us shunning the world for a little while, and leaving the earning of the world for a little while, to come to the majlis of Allah Ta'ala's remembrance, even if we were to be offered all of the wealth of the world, and it was presented in front of us that take this dunya and leave this majlis of dhikr, then we should say, no, 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 I kicked that into touch. How can we compare dunya and what it contains to this majlis? It cannot even compare. And this is the difference in this and that. So have regularity, have steadfastness and consistency. May Allah Ta'ala give me and you the tawfiq. Ameen.